Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Tzadi Zayin, Shabbos 97, and we continue our discussion on the very bottom of 96b, where the Gemara is discussing the man who was Mekoshesh Eitzim, the one who was gathering wood on Shabbos and was found worthy of death. So who was this man? So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Mekoshesh Zeh Tzlofchad. This person who is Mekoshesh, this is Tzlofchad, who we know died and left behind only daughters, as it states in the Torah with respect to the Mekoshesh, Vayihu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar vayimtzu ish, that the person who was the gathering of wood, they found him gathering and in the wilderness, and vayim tuish, and they found the man. And with respect to Tzlofchad, with respect to the daughters of Tzlofchad, it states that they went to Moshe and they said, we have nothing to inherit because Avinu meis b'midbar, our father died in the wilderness, and he died with his own sin, and he didn't have any sons, and so therefore there's nobody to inherit him. So we would like to inherit as well. So Ma'ala and Tzlofchad. So since it says the wilderness in both places, it says the word Bamidbar in both places, just like over there it says wilderness, so too, and it was a reference to Tzlofchad because it says our father died in the wilderness. Afkan Tzlofchad. So too here when it says the word Midbar, this is Tzlofchad. And Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the position of Rabbi Akiva. So says Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra to him, an astonishing thing. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says to him, Akiva, ben kach u ben kach ata asir litenas adin. One way or another, if either you're correct or you're incorrect, either way you're going to have to pay for this. You're going to be punished for outing the fact that this man was Tzlofchad. Im kedvarecha, if you're correct that Tzlofchad is indeed the one who was doing this terrible sin of gathering the wood on Shabbos, HaTorah kisiso, the Torah covered it up. The Torah didn't reveal that it was Tzlofchad. Ve'ata megala, so and you're going to reveal the secret? Ve'imlav, and if it's not correct, well, that's even worse. Ata motzi la'az aloso tzadik. You're casting aspersions on this person who's righteous. He's tzadik, and he didn't do anything mad. You're coming along and you're saying he's a sinner. Now, even though the daughters of Tzlofchad said that he died from his own sin, nevertheless, we're going to call him a tzaddik because he did it accidentally. And there's nobody who doesn't sin, nobody alive who hasn't sinned, but still, you're accusing him of doing this terrible act. So on top of 97a, it states, Ve'ala ha'gamar gzera. So Gzera Shava, but Rabbi Akiva had a Gzera Shava. So the Gemara answers Gzera Shava al Gamar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra didn't learn that Gzera Shava. He didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva that there was a tradition. Gzera Shava, you need a tradition for. He didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva that there was a tradition about this Gzera Shava. So if that's the case, Ela Meheka Hava. So where did Tzlofchad die? What was his sin? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra will be of the position from that he was part of the Me'apilim, Vayapilu Hava, that this was the sin of the Me'apilim, that after the spies came back and Hashem said that Jewish people could no longer enter into the land of Canaan, there were people, Vayapilu Alos al Rosh Ahar, it says in Bamidbar 14, that they went up and tried to overcome the mountain, and they didn't listen, they didn't believe, and so therefore that was his sin. Well, we see from here that he wasn't at Tzadik, even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, but nevertheless, it wasn't as bad a sin as the one where Hashem specifically said that this person needs to be stoned. Similar case of where a similar type of argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is as follows. It says, "Vayichar af Hashem bam vayelach." It states with respect to when Miriam and Aaron were gossiping about Moshe, it says that God got angry at them and he left. And he punished Miriam. Mu'amicha af Aaron et star. Rabbi Akiva says that also Aaron was stricken with leprosy there. How can it be? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Akiva ben kacho ben kacha ta'asilitain. I didn't. The Torah only says that Miriam got leprosy or tzaras. And now here you're saying that also Aaron did. Either way, you're gonna have to pay for this in the Bezin Shalmal in the heavenly court, because the Torah covered it up and you're revealing it. Imkid varecha, if you're correct, Torah kisaso va kisato va tamigalo. So the Torah covered it up and you're revealing it. Vimwav. If it's not true, you're telling lies. So says the Gemara. But what does he do about the fact that it says that God got angry at them? So he says, God was angry, but they weren't punished. And so we see from here that indeed this is a double case where they're both arguing. Indeed, the Gemara then says, actually, Rish Lakish says, choshe b'chsherim lo kebegufo, that somebody who is falsely suspicious of a righteous person is themselves going to be punished. Dechsev, and because what is the source for this? Because the source for this is from the greatest human being ever, who is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when God called Moshe, he says, go tell the Jewish people that Hashem told me that you're going to be redeemed. Moshe says, "Hang lo yaminu li." They're not going to believe me. But God knew that the Jewish people will believe. V'goya kameh kutcha b'richo. God knew that the Jewish people were going to be believed. So how come Moshe say this? And so therefore, as a result of this, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be punished. And God said to Moshe, "Hein maminim b'nei maminim." They're Jewish people, are believers, the son of believers. And you, in the end, you're not going to be believed. And in fact, that's what you're going to be, somebody who's lacking in faith. And in fact, that was a sin of Moshe. It says, "Yad lo emantem bi." It says in Numbers chapter 20, it says, "Because you didn't believe me." And so Moshe was also stricken with this punishment of tzaras, because it says, "Vayomer Hashem lo, od aveinu yadcha b'chekecha." And you stick your hand into your cloak, and you'll see it came out as white as snow. So we see from here that it's so often the case, and so often true, that if somebody's suspicious of somebody else, and they're suspecting without merit, that's really often the case that they're the ones who are deficient in that quality. Moshe said the Jewish people are not going to have emunah, but in the end, he was the one who didn't have the proper faith. That's one of the lessons here of this Daf Yomi.